Welcome to Foreman & Wolf on Food & Wine. I'm Tony Foreman.
And Chef Cindy Wolf.
And Cindy, it's time to throw a party.
It is. It's that time of the year. Lots of entertaining coming up.
Luckily for us, people want to entertain all the time.
Thankfully.
And there's a million different occasions. So this week, let's figure out what kind of party we want to have and go through the steps.
Okay. Sounds good. Let's do it.
So what kind of party are you going to have?
I'm going to have a Thanksgiving party. No, just kidding.
A Thanksgiving. Are you going to have an Arbor Day party next year?
Yeah, I think every holiday should be celebrated. Every day. Oh, how about an election party? No, actually, I think that a Sunday night party where you're celebrating the return of winter.
Who celebrates a return of winter?
I do. I had my first fire in my new fireplace in my newly renovated kitchen 2 days ago in the morning. It was a great thing. So it's time to have a party in the kitchen.
My Teutonic brain.
Mm-hmm.
Wants me to organize the steps of putting a party together.
Okay.
So I'm going to sort of fill out here's the functionality, you know, and you're going to say, this is how I'm going to get this done. Okay. Is there a theme that you have for the party besides here comes the bad weather? Hope you're excited about it.
I think just a Sunday supper. I'd like to do a winter Sunday supper. Seriously, I would. I'd like to have about 18 people over, and just so that the room is full and I can get 18 people seated.
It's meant to be a meal, seated meal.
Yeah.
I think that's one thing that people, when they have an event, they just kind of think, well, there's going to be food and there's going to be beverage and there's going to be themed plates or something, and then that's going to be the whole ball game. But I think it's kind of anything else you want to do well, you have some kind of an outcome in mind.
Mm-hmm.
And that to me is, you know, what do you want it to be? A 3-hour meal that's the evening's entertainment? Do you want to have
music
time ahead of time? Do you want to have music? Are you going to have an entertainment of some sort? Are you going to have a scary clown come to your party?
Right.
Or a guitar player
teller.
For the first hour?
Mm-hmm.
Or, you know, what are you going to do? I mean, because I think for me, whenever I want to entertain, I want people to remember it, not just to get fed. I want them to feel cared for, but I also want them to be entertained somehow.
It's a real event.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, that's how many times are you going to do a real event?
Well, I recently had a big birthday. You know, I turned 21 finally. And
finally legal to have a glass of wine.
So at my big birthday, I wanted to make sure that I knew people would want to see my kitchen because I did just renovate it and they would be curious to see it. And I wanted to use my new kitchen. So I started everyone off in the kitchen. And I had, I guess, about almost 30 people there. And it was a really, because my kitchen is not that big of a space, it was a really great way for because I had people from the restaurants, I had people that are my friends, people that are, you know, big wigs, all kinds of people. It was really cool. And I wanted them to be thrown together so they could really get to know each other. So we started off in the kitchen and, you know, had plenty of past hors d'oeuvres and lots of champagne. And pretty soon it got pretty loud and very friendly in there.
Lots of champagne in a closed space and a lot of people definitely
mm-hmm.
makes for
familiarity. I have my dining table in there was a great place to put plated hors d'oeuvres. And then we also, you know, it's kind of convenient to have everybody in your kitchen because right there we were passing out hot soup and espresso cups. We were passing out, you know, a couple of other hot hors d'oeuvres that were coming right off the stove. And it was so easy because you're right there in the kitchen rather than going out into other rooms of your house. What's up?
No, I'm just thinking that people in my space, I may be the opposite entertainer. Because I at least need to have a path and certain areas clear. And
well, it's not easy to have all those people in the kitchen while you're... But it just felt so good that it actually worked. I mean, typically, obviously, I keep people out of my kitchen during a party because I'm a chef. I want that space for my cooks when they're getting things ready. But it was really kind of fun. And actually, my cook that was doing the food for me and I was working with him, we had fun doing it. I mean, it was fun. And people came up and talked to me while I was cooking.
But you'd have to have everything completely ready to go.
Oh, yeah. Well, of course.
There's nothing but sort of
handing it out.
Yeah, exactly. That's
yeah.
Because if you had to actually do anything
mm-hmm.
or really finish trays or anything like that,
mm-hmm.
you would have a devil of a time.
Well, and I mean, it was a significant birthday. So on the table, I had a large tin of caviar, which was obviously extremely enticing to people. And they were super excited to help themselves to that. So that was a very good stationery. I mean, obviously, it can be a very expensive hors d'oeuvre. But to have something that really appeals to people that is stationery that they can help themselves to also is a distraction. So I think that's a really good idea during a party. I'll tell you one of the other things I did, and people were kind of surprised.
You mean sort of do-it-yourself hors d'oeuvres that are interesting or exciting.
Right. And they knew what to do. There was no question. They knew it was caviar. They knew there were toast points. And there were some traditional garnishes. And if they wanted the creme fraiche or if they wanted the egg yolk or a little bit of shallot or chives, they could just pick that. You know, it's a personal decision. So it's simple. And I will say one other thing that I did during that party, because I had opened my cellar, I knew there was going to be a decent amount of drinking and I wanted people to be feeling as good as they could the next day. I passed around, we have little shot glasses that we use for different things at Charleston. And so I brought them home and I did passed water in those. And, you know, that way people already have something in their hand and you can just drink it really quickly, put it back on the tray, and that, at least you're getting water while you're drinking. And people at first thought, oh my God, is she passing around shots? I'm like, come on, you know me better than that. I would never pass shots.
No, but it was smart water. It is smart to hydrate your guests. I've been
Definitely.
Doing enough wine tastings where we had struggles with water service.
And, right.
And people paid for it the next day.
For sure. And it's just that way. It's not yet another thing in your hand, a glass of water. It's just a little shot. Put it back on the tray.
A little shot of water.
Of water. Sparkling or still. Yeah. No, it was good. So, but yeah, and then I moved everybody out into the rest of my house, room by room. And I told them what I was doing. I said, you know, we've started off in the kitchen. We're going to move out into the dining room. And that's where I had, Julian had helped me with antipasta. So we had cheese and all sorts of antipasta out there. And that was great. And it's a bigger room. So people became more comfortable. And that's where I turned on the music. And I made it pretty loud, which is unusual for me to do. And it was, I had planned out my music as well for the event. So we started off with sort of Miles Davis and things like that in the beginning, and then moved into sort of brighter, jazzier jazz, and then eventually moved into some sort of slower rock. And then when we went, by the time we got down to the cellar, which was the next step,
where you guys were listening to NSYNC by the time
we
got downstairs.
Oh, we were listening to everything downstairs. a little serious rock and roll, a little dance music, all kinds of stuff. So, and that, you know, there's a pool table down there and
well, music is a
wine
good way
cellar.
To set a path for an event. I mean, that's something that, you know, people think about flowers and decorations, and it's something that, I mean, I think you want to have some kind of a concise theme for what you're doing. But definitely a good pathway for mood for an event is sound in the space. And if you ever want to have any kind of live music, a live performance that's in your home, it's
I would love
remarkable,
to do that someday.
Remarkable what a difference it can make in how excited people are. You know, the music in the background sends a certain, you know, a certain, it fills the space in a little bit different way.
Well, and to have someone live, yeah, playing a piano or a cello or whatever instrument, you know, I would love to have a 10-person dinner party and have someone playing the cello in the room. I think that would be really, really beautiful. A fire going in the fireplace and good wine.
Did you have favors for your party?
You know, I've done that in the past, but not for this one since it was my birthday. I actually have done on my birthday where I've given gifts to the people that came. I did that one time when I had lunch at Louis with a whole bunch of ladies. And I just, not this time, but I do like to do that. I do an Academy Award party, or I used to. And I mean, it's all out gifts. I mean, it's you know,
everyone awards.
It's all prizes. Yeah, you know, when the people walk in, they get to pick or draw, who the, you know, who the winner might be, and if they get the winner, then they get a prize. So that's a lot of fun and creates a lot of energy. I mean, people get really excited about that.
When you have an
it's
activity
fun.
during an event, it also kind of keeps it moving along.
Well, right, they're excited to hear who's going to win because they're going to win something, you know, and it's, you know, it's fun. It's just fun. It's kind of brings you back to childhood a little bit, or Christmas, or holiday where you give gifts.
Why do you get excited? Because you're invited to parties. It seems like people get cured of going to parties because they're so bad at it, maybe in college years or around that time where it's, you know, it's literally stand around, have whatever to drink, and look at everybody else. And is the music loud enough that we don't have to talk to each other?
No, yeah. Well, we're adults now. We there's got to be more. I mean, I enjoy
decorating.
I mean, maybe it's the kid in me, but I love to decorate. And so, you know, even for the Academy Award party, I found all this Academy Award theme stuff. And I don't know. I don't know what the name of the store is, but you know, they're party stores, and just go to a party store and get all kinds of fun stuff. I mean, just it doesn't have to be expensive. It can be fun, you know, and just gives people a topic. You know, I've also done an Academy Award party where people dressed up as the characters in the movies. That was fun too. So, lots to do.
Which character in which movie did you dress as?
Well,
at
you
your
know,
last Academy
my favorite
Awards
is
party? That's what I want to know.
I can't remember. You would ask me a question.
Of
I can't remember
I would
the
ask
answer
you.
To. I just noticed though that I still have my Scarlett O'Hara costume, so I may have to bring that out, even though it's not going to be an Academy Award. But that dress is too great to not wear again.
Costume parties, I certainly love. I've not thought about an Academy Awards party where one wore costumes, but...
Mm-hmm. Well, we had a Halloween party one time, and, I mean, everybody got into it. It was years and years ago when we had the house out in the country, and, I mean, I had so... It was the first party I'd ever had that, I mean, we went and got headstones and put names on them and just got skeletons, and, I mean, really, really did it, and that was... Yeah,
that was 20 years ago.
I know,
it was
so
pretty
long
morbid
ago.
And scary out there.
Oh, my gosh.
That definitely set a tone for coming to the event.
Well, yeah, they had to drive up that long driveway. It's really desolate. Like I say, it's... Oh, my gosh, it was... That was, and I turned all, I took all the bulbs out of all the recessed lights in the house and put in black lights. I mean, I did everything. I mean, it was between Savannah and Charleston. So it was, we weren't working. You know, it was when we
That's
went
right,
from.
That's right, ladies and gentlemen. Cindy hired real live witches to come and entertain
oh
everyone.
Oh, my God.
that is a joke. That
Actually, but that was so, actually one of our.
Maybe there's something I didn't know about.
No,
at that
no,
time.
There were no yeah. witches. One of our waiters that's worked with us since the beginning of time here and I were just talking about that party the other night, and he came as that guy with the wig on that was at all the football games when we were kids.
Rocky, it was baseball games, Rocky Roller, and he held up the famous John verse about God is love.
And I remember that Peter said he couldn't believe that you knew the guy's name.
Of course.
Of course you'd know the guy's name. I've never known the guy's name in my entire life. That's so cool.
Well, so step so the
well, we
the,
ought to get to
the less analytical part of the program has been this first segment. So step one is decide to have something. Step two, decide what it's about. And step three is start to connect the dots on what is it that you want to have happen. What do you want people to remember about the event? Do you want it to be a meal? Do you want people to like your birthday party where they had a lot of wine and you knew you're going to have to, you wanted to serve a lot of wine, so you had to provide for doing it responsibly.
Right.
You know, that's you sort
there's
of have
a lot to
decide.
To think about.
Yeah,
this you have a lot of responsibility when you're having guests over to your house.
There's a lot of steps. I know when we plan events in the restaurants, we always have a timeline of, you know, what a client expects to happen at what times.
Mm-hmm.
And we can adapt that.
Sure.
But we can't adapt that without, you know, you can't just kind of wing it and have
sometimes
it come out.
Sometimes we adapt it more than others.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But sometimes we, you know, we stick to it and their expectations are fulfilled. Yeah. If you invite guests for, a fancy brunch or something to celebrate it, springtime coming. Maybe some of us like spring more than the, you know, the death of all the plants and flowers. When springtime comes, you know, then maybe it makes it easy. It gives people an excuse or a thought. I'm going to dress for a certain kind of thing. This mm-hmm. is going to take this amount of time. You're sending a message, and you fulfill that expectation, and that's part of what makes you a good entertainer, I think.
Sure.
So when we come back on Formula Wolf on Food and Wine, we'll get into the nitty-gritty of planning menus, hors d'oeuvres, stocking your bar, all of that and more on Formula Wolf on Food and Wine on Entertaining. ¶¶